Okay, Anastasia and Krista, you are doing an incredible show. It's called The Birds at the Edmonton Fringe Festival. Tell us a little bit about it.
Definitely. So the premise of the show, so it's a physical theater, physical comedy show, where you follow these two unique, weird, young, very Edmonton magpies, from awkward hatchlings to groove dropping mating machines. Yeah, the piece just kind of explores some unusual bird behaviors, and it's a bit of a very local flockumentary, as you will. We do like a lot of good bird puns in the show. And it's like it's very physical. It's very it's very clown, very character, very, very funny and very, very silly.
Do you have a muse? Like, what sparked the idea to create this? Is there a magpie in Edmonton we have to thank for this?
Well, I mean, there are those gray and white ones that we can definitely thank. But I actually created a piece a couple of years ago where I was like looking at how sage grouses do their mating dances, and like, and they fill up those like air sacs with air. And I was like, how can I mimic this? And so I was like playing around with balloons and kind of playing with that, with those ideas. And Krista saw that and she's just like, we should make a piece about this. And that was kind of the starting point. Yeah, I don't know if you want to speak to that more, Krista.
I mean, I can. I saw the piece and I was like, this is hilarious and I want to be a part of it. So yeah, I just approached Anastasia and I was like, I think we need to make this into a bigger piece, or you do. And if you do, I want to be in it. So that's where like the impetus came from, just like Anastasia's wonderful brain thinking of creating a dance about this and me being like, there's more and I need to be in it.
When did this all start? I mean, the fringe is happening now, but how long does it take to put something like this together? This, I'm assuming, is this the first year?
Yes, we started June 2024. So just over a year ago, we applied for a grant through the Alberta Foundation for the Arts and got it just to kind of see what we had. We went into the studio and started creating some movement based off these ideas that Anastasia had and then other ideas that like jumped in as we were in the studio. Bird feathers, what do they wear? What if they were more like humans as birds? What are humans like if they are birds? And that kind of crossing between, we looked at bird mating dances, but then we're like, well, there's also human mating dances, quotation marks in there. And how do those like parallel or intersect? So that was a lot of what we explored. And it culminated in a performance at our Mile Zero Dance Cabaret in November 2024.
And then after that, we ended up collaborating and bringing on Christine Lesiak, who's become our director. And and Christine is a very well-known theater artist, clown artist here in the city. And so she's really helped us to take these kind of like beginning ideas and really bring it into a full-length piece, incorporating theater clown character as well. So it's movement-based, but it's also clown and character-based as well.
Yeah, it's very movement. It's very physical. What are the parallels between humans and birds? Because I feel like you're doing a nod to that in this show.
I'm going to put it out there. I am terrified of birds. I think they are vicious and they're here to attack me personally. But they're also fascinating and they range. Like you're just watching like a sweet little like robin just hopping around doing its thing, or you're watching a magpie protect its nest from other predators. Like, so I think some birds are really loud and proud, and other birds are a little bit more subtle. And I think that's what we also see in mating rituals and how people get together. Some people yell trying to get attention, maybe some cat call or bird calls.
Strutting. Definitely,
Strutting,
definitely strutting.
putting on specific clothes, wearing something, or and so using your feathers as your like attraction.
It's true. When we were doing research for this piece, there's all these like unusual birds that live in these tropical areas that will change, like their eyes will change color, their feathers will
Really?
change color. Or they'll almost change their entire like they'll like puff up, they'll change their physiology even as part of their mating rituals. And so we thought that was a really interesting parallel for like when people go out, you know, like they go out to the club and they're like putting on extra makeup, they're doing their hair, they're putting on different clothes that they wouldn't normally wear on a day-to-day basis to, you know, basically go out and attract a mate. So we definitely play with those parallels as well.
Share with me why people should go and see the birds at the Fringe Festival this week.
I think people should come because it's fun and funny. We're having fun and we want to have fun with the audience. What we're doing is really relatable. There's no like hidden messages in what we're doing. We create like a quirky little world, I think, with these two birds. That's also, I said relatable, but like it's part of everybody's world. You can put yourself in where these birds are and be like, well, I'm not a bird. I'm a human, but I could be that bird maybe. I don't know, Anastasia, what do you have to add to that?
It's definitely just very, very silly. You know, with everything that's going on in the world these days, I'm always trying to create and like create work for myself and for an audience just to have a good laugh and just be in a space in a theater together, just like laughing and enjoying the moment.
Thank you to both of you. We'll end here, which is the magpies and ravens are actually cousins. So we really are all friends.
Woohoo! Yeah, feather buddies.
Feather buddies, exactly. Oh my gosh.